This is Gabriel. I'm gonna ask Isabella about her business and how she started it. Isabella, can you introduce what's your business is about and how you started?
Okay, so my business is pretty much Trip Clothing, but it's all online. So I made a Etsy account and I resell things that I hunt through other thrift stores, but they're actually like decent clothing. So yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Can you tell us about how you feel like you have your entrepreneurial characteristics? Because to start a business, you need to have some characteristics that most people don't have. Mm-hmm. So what are they? What do you think?
So for me, at least, it's always like I like to go for a challenge. So I like to do something different and think outside of the box. I could have done for this business, I could have done something simple as sales, but that's something I pretty much do every day. So I try to do something different. So that's what drew me to it.
I see. Okay. And why did you want to start this business?
The reason that I wanted to start it was because I wanted to do something unique. Something that's always been on the back of my head, but I never had the chance to start it or the guts. So, it's pretty much, it has a lot of potential, but I pretty much didn't have effort yet. So the opportunity was perfect. That's why I decided to go for it.
Okay. And what kinds of means do you bring to this venture?
So for means for this venture, I don't like to look at numbers or profits. I would say I bring more like a value to it of pretty much owning a piece of clothing that you know it's good for the environment because it's something that's being reused, recycled, upcycled. So it's not just you paying a good money for it. It's not something that's trash, but also you're doing something good, so you feel good by wearing that piece.
I see. That's interesting. What's your value proposition?
My main value proposition is looking good doesn't mean destroying the planet with fast fashion.
Okay.
That's my main value.
Uh-huh. What kinds of resources were necessary to start your business?
For my main resources at first, it was not only the clothing that I will hunt and thrift. It was secondary pieces that I will either add to the clothing or I'll manipulate it. Also, a professional tailor. That was my main resources at first. And then I added things like an Etsy account for online purchases and things like that.
Okay, nice. What's your business model?
So my business model is pretty much not only the online version. I try to do as much as I can with social media, like posting and advertising on my Instagram account. And my main customers are people who actually care and for thrift clothing and for the environment and want to do something better than just fast fashion and fast purchase and consumerism. And that's pretty much it, the structure. So far, I haven't made profits, but that's because I didn't have time to put so much effort in it, but I'm still working as best I can on it.
Okay, that's good. Was there something you did that was a mistake?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't have that much time to put effort in it for being full-time in college and part-time worker. But I could have put way more effort in it and market it more and advertise it more, but didn't have time. But I still want to keep I've learned with such experience, and I still want to keep going with the business. I just have to put more effort and time in it, pretty much.
Yeah, I see. So you just said that you want to continue this business,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. Yes, for sure. I just didn't have time, so now that I have summer vacation, that's what I'm hoping for.
So besides putting time, mm-hmm. Have you learned anything else?
Anything else? Definitely the way I market my clothes, because I've learned from a friend that if you want to open a business, you should always find your main market and then make friends with those people, because they'll always motivate you to keep that business going, and they will help you to like either purchase your stuff, or they want such value of your business to be a thing. So definitely I want to surround myself with more people that have the same value proposition that I do, so I can keep the business going and pretty much market it well.
Okay, yeah, all that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you so much for being part of this.
Okay, thank you.